Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Learning by Ear and the 10th and last part of our series, Everyone's Different, Respect for Minorities. In our stories from all over the continent, we've been introducing you to people who fight against discrimination. In today's program, we meet Nesta and Steve. Both come from Africa and live in Germany, where they promote tolerance and the better integration of minorities. This is the subject of the music and dance of their band, Diversité, living together rather than simply side by side.
Yahi Nesta Gahe will appear on stage in just over half an hour, but he still appears relaxed. The young man is sitting in the entrance hall of Tribüne, a theatre in the German city of Stuttgart, where he works as an actor, choreographer, and dancer. He sips his tea as he talks to his friend Steve Dumamisa. They're making use of these few free moments to discuss their latest project, Gumboot meets Schuhplatteln. Because time is marching on, the premiere will take place at the Tribüne in just 2 months. Steve is looking forward to presenting the new piece.
We combine the gumboot dance from South Africa with Schuhplattler from Bavaria. Nesta starts with the gumboot and suddenly he switches to
Schuhplattler.
Men who used to work in gold mines in South Africa had to wear Wellington boots, known there as gumboots. As drumming was forbidden by the apartheid regime, the black miners started using their boots to communicate inside the dark mines, and soon they developed different dance rhythms. The Schuhplattler is a traditional dance in the southern German region of Bavaria. Young men developed this dance to impress single ladies of marriageable age with a series of jumps and moves. While dancing, they wore lederhosen, the traditional Bavarian leather breeches. Although they originated in very different regions, to the musicians, the similarities between the two dances seemed striking. The gumboot Schuhplattler piece has already become Nesta and Steve's band's new hit. The group is called Diversité, and their music is, as the band members put it, a new kind of world music that mixes soul, African rumba, Afrobeat, jazz, and classical music. For Nesta, Diversité, or in English, Diversity, is about far more than just variety.
Vielfalt ist alles, was nicht ähnlich ist.
Diversity is everything that is not similar, but that can be brought together. Diversity, Diversité, means that every one of us is different, but together we can achieve more.
Diversité is made up of both African and German artists. They perform in different lineups depending on the show, but the core trio is Nesta, Steve, and the singer-songwriter Michael Dikizeyeko. They all say that there is no better way of bringing people together than through music and dance, with gumboots and, of course, lederhosen. For Steve, it's a good way of expressing his idea of unity within diversity.
To show people, you think we are so different. But look, black as we are, we are dancing your
Schuhplattler.
Steve partly grew up in Germany. He arrived here with his family from the Democratic Republic of Congo 16 years ago, and he went to school near Stuttgart. Today he's around 30, though he doesn't reveal his exact age. Steve's an entrepreneur. He's been the boss of a music label for the last 6 years. And since 2009, he's also the producer of Diversité. For him, Germany is in the process of opening itself to the world and to immigrants.
In
98-2000, it was difficult for an African family to find a flat to live in. We got only refusals. The flat is already rented, people would say. And 2 hours later, another family would get it. At that time, I was a Boy Scout and I often came to Stuttgart. At the train station, police were always checking Africans. Today, it's not like that anymore.
According to a 2009 study commissioned by the EU Agency for Fundamental Rights in European Union, the Roma, commonly known as Gypsies, are the ethnic group most affected by discrimination in the EU, followed by sub-Saharan African migrants. According to the report,
the top 10 experiencing the highest levels of discrimination over a 10-month period were, in descending order, Roma in the Czech Republic, Africans in Malta, Roma in Hungary, Roma in Poland, Roma in Greece, sub-Saharan Africans in Ireland, North Africans in Italy, Somalis in Finland, Somalis in Denmark, and Brazilians in Portugal.
Living diversity is not always easy. The band had to buy several lederhosen for the dancers. The first pairs were too long, and the second one still hindered their movements. They had to study the Bavarian dance in detail, improvise a bit, and practice a lot.
We see integration is a matter of persistence, for the dancers too. We've seen that after the shows their thighs were blue because you slapped them when you danced the Schuhplattler. I think it's exciting to see that it's not easy when you learn something new. Living with each other is not easy. It's a process that demands lots of perseverance and patience.
According to the Federal Office for Migration and Refugees, in 2010, almost 7 million immigrants were living in Germany. In the region of Baden-Württemberg, where Nesta and Steve live, almost 11% of the population are immigrants. Nevertheless, the study from 2009, led by the European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights, still considered the German integration policy to be only halfway favorable, meaning that Germany ranks somewhere in the middle of the EU countries in this regard.
Sex machine.
Nesta came to Germany in 2005. He left his home country, Ivory Coast, in West Africa, to work as a choreographer and dancer at a show that performed throughout the country for 3 years. When his contract expired in 2008, he came to Stuttgart. Since then, he's married a German woman, and for now, he has no plans to leave. Yes, he admits, there is some discrimination, but here in Western Germany, it happens indirectly.
I enjoy going out with my wife. But in some bars and restaurants, there are very few Africans. So everyone looks at us the whole time. They look because I'm different. My skin color is different. The good thing is that here, they don't act directly. They communicate it only with their eyes.
These are the kind of looks Nesta doesn't like. The other kind, when he's on stage, are much nicer. Talking of the stage, it's time for him to go. This evening's performance of the play begins in 10 minutes. Nesta won't be wearing costume for his dance tonight, but he still has to warm up.
Herzlichen Dank, dass Sie unserer Einladung gefolgt und heute Abend so zahlreich erschienen sind.
Steve has already seen Nesta play, but he wants to take the opportunity to check out the auditorium. He expects to be playing here with Diversité at the premiere of Gambut meets Schuhplattel in 2 months' time. It's a small auditorium. He likes it when the audience sits close to the band so he can look into people's eyes. The play lasts just over an hour without an interval, and the audience is captivated. Even the other actors admit that what makes it special is Nesta's dance. And in 2 months' time, he'll dance here again, this time with Diversité. Then he, Steve, and the other bandmates will give a monthly guest performance to keep on spreading their message that people should live together, not just side by side.
And that's all for today. This was the last episode of our Learning by Ear series about respect for minorities. It was written by Marta Barroso. If you'd like to find out more about this or any other Learning by Ear programs, or if you'd just like to listen to this episode again, go to our website at dw.de/LBE. Thanks for being with us.